something was out of balance somewhere else, that something was given
it, 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 it accepts the five solid frequencies of the body already.
And he's done that by when he first hears the sound,
But it's very step, you don't have to change it some more, because it's that particular pitch you want to get, and that's the whole body's working that pitch. So you expose it to the maximum attendance of that pitch, and then you cut it off, and then use the heat. You can unplug it from the socket. The heat is in there, and it will hold up for 10 minutes until it cools off, then you can plug back again.
Oh, and then start it over.
Yeah.
What is the, if it's already set to the sound, what time is it?
This sound here speeds up the tonification of the muscles.
Not this sound or the unit doing
the same. They're both doing the same thing. The one without the other is it can work without it, but it's better to let the person hear the sound and identify the sound while it's going through the skin.
Oh, I see. Because that's confusing with what you're talking about, the paralysis and having the image.
Right.
So how do we work this with the music?
Ah!
This music, this is the song you're supposed to hear.
But do we have to make it with this here?
Yes. You will pick out the tones in the tape, and then you actually be able to pick it out and follow it.
The songs are already set. All you got to do is just pass it over the area. The music will match.
I thought we had to try to duplicate the sound out of here.
It's already going to do that.
When do you use this instead of the flap?
That's where you want to go in the ears. Or around the eye.
Okay.
There's very little work in there you need to, unless the person's got somebody kick in the ears or bite in the ears.
I just tell Don's story that he worked on a friend of mine, Donald, and all she wanted to do was cost him a nugget dinner. He said he worked every part, including her eyes, her eyelids. And he said she had a distinct feeling she left her body. And he was bright and day. And then he stopped and walked out the door and said, "Come back whenever you like." Walked out the door and she was like, "Oh my God."
Tomorrow you'll be doing more on it. So you forget those things. You'll put a lot of things into it.
How often a day should we implant ourselves or put ourselves on it?
Let me explain something with therapy once and for all. Don't get this notion that plenty will cure you. It'll make it worse. Your body is set to a biological clock. In the morning, you have certain organs that take on responsibility. In the afternoon, certain organs take on certain responsibility. Therefore, there are only two time frames when therapy is ideal, in the morning or in the afternoon. But if you can do it all the time and constantly long, you will get to break down the body.
Not in the evening.
Unless it's an emergency. But I rather do it in the morning because that's the time when the organs are ready to correct themselves. You'll find all your surgical researchers today now are showing they wouldn't want to do surgery in the evening no more. Even a heart transplant don't want to, because why? The organs are following certain circadian rhythms or biological rhythms and time rhythms that they don't interrelate properly with. So by using sonics at certain times of the day, you get a better result for a shorter space of time than a long session of it.
And once a day, seven.
Yes. And that's why I like to do mine when before I wake up in the morning, before I get out of the bed, I do it and I'm all clear. So the body is toned up and then you're ready for the day. And if you want to do it before you go to bed, fine. But it's not quantity, it's that you do it within certain time frames to get the optimum sonics in the body.
Now, would the top part fly better in the morning, the lower half in the afternoon?
Yeah.
So more aspect of it?
Yeah.
I'm going to try this in a different plug in a little bit. It's still possible.
Yeah, this one's getting one of those tapes like that. What if you laid some sort of fabric of color over an area corresponding either to the time or penetrate to that?
That's a different thing on the
game.
They will be covering all of that tomorrow.
Okay.
So first you got to know what the thing is and where they're located. Then you got to know how to work with it. Then you go to all the other parts. Tomorrow you'll be covering more in detail.
Okay.
What time do we
start
tomorrow?
To understand what your body is doing.
What time do we start tomorrow?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
If anybody did not sign up on
if you ain't got nothing to do, come back and talk.
What time? What time?
I don't know, ask Jody.
8 o'clock.
Let's try 8 o'clock.
I'll be here.
Oh, what a creative time. I like it. Thanks,
Ron. You want us to bring our these things back or just talk?
If you ain't got nothing to do, bring them back. They work.
Yeah.
If you were too fast or too slow, we would read too fast or too slow, and then for the correct frequency, how you gradually make the adjustment by slowing down or speeding up. It'll do it for you. You will far to improve yourself. And you look at his face, it's glowing. This is the effect of it. See what it's doing? There's a big difference. There's a big difference in his skin. Now, everyone who's been had a treatment, look at their face. No? She didn't have a treatment yet. There's the other person there. Oh. She got treatment. She got a treatment. Look at the face. Look at her face. There is the evidence of the sonics getting the tissue to resonate. Like a car, you take it to a garage and it's not timed. And so what they do, they set it on a timing machine and then they adjust it to get it up to where it's supposed to be. If it's too fast or too slow. And once it's registering what it's supposed to register, they tell you your car is ready to go. That's the same thing they're doing here through the endocrine system by lining it up to the frequency that they're supposed to operate. As normal, healthy organs.
Yeah.
She went up and tied it.
Where does your head connect to your spine?
Right here.
Below the octopus. That's exactly where the stomach ends.
Well, you can go that high.
The stomach goes all the way up. If I hold it here, it's going to go up her head. There's no way, because it's the frequency is registered to go up the total spine. All I'm doing is moving it. It doesn't have to be moved. The input is the same input.
Does the heart have the same frequency as the liver?
No. If you have a specific problem in the area.
Mm-hmm. Or you put it on the frequency if you need.
That's it. And then you keep it at that spot. Only for that organ.
So this frequency goes for
Let's go to the entire endocrine system.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand if they have different
Do you understand what the endocrine system is?
Yeah, I know what the endocrine system is.
They control the entire what? Well, then if they control the entire body, think for one moment, the electricity in this house is controlled by where? The electricity in this house is controlled from where? Yeah. The fuse box. So if there's no electricity in a certain room, you go check the bulb first. If the bulb is not at fault, what are you going to do? You go to the fuse box. And that's how this is what it's doing. Just go directly to the biological fuse box. It is the endocrine system. Then that lines it all up. That's why people are doing Kriya Yoga, what Kriya Yoga is. A nice agricultural terminology for lining up the endocrine system called chakras by respiratory exercise, which is setting up a resonance from the song that you make when you meditate. Do you know the two songs you make? Right. So that frequency is a pitch that sets it up. It's already in this particular integrated unit. In other words, modern man has caught up with Eastern man, where he doesn't have to sit down and do I and just put on a unit and light up and enjoy the ah and ease.
Ah, these, huh?
That's what it's doing, friend. That's why I love modern technology. I came into it as an engineer years ago. Huh? You know, you're saying yourself has a song. Hit your hand against your hand. Alright, that's the ah. Rub it. That's the E. You don't have any other song in there. Now blow on it. That's the OM. Your mouth makes all three. Ah, OM. But if you can make that song, ah, OM. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they'll never bury. But you can't do it because why? Too many other things come to distract you, to funk you, to keep you also. So the masters, they develop techniques in the ashrams to keep the student doing it 24 hours a day with the whole group doing it. So then now, what we found out over the years, and I found out myself, there's only an exhaustion technique for what is called resonance level. After a while, we come up and realize that the electricity can bypass the exhaustion technique, and you can get the benefit of the frequency on the skin with a less exhaustion in your throat. It's not going to take away the fact you got to do it. This here just helps you to minimize your throat having to work so long.
They
have somebody doing the ohm all the time?
Yes.
24 hours a day.
Right.
They
rotate it.
They rotate
it. And that's how you come to find out why they say you do it so many times at every hour in rotation, because that's what they were doing. 24 hours a day meditation. It's called prayer unceasingly. To create the frequency in the room, and then at different times of the day they beat the song to make the resonance stay in the room, and all objects will vibrate. I put it this way in simple language. Yoga is nothing but a sonic refrigerator for a human being who is rotting before their time. Do you understand what I just said? Yoga is nothing but a sonic refrigerator for a human being who is rotting before their time. Good. So if you get the resonance to go on 24 hours a day and you're relating to it, that means you must be conscious of it, not to drift off into a sleep state. Your cellular structure will stay what? Alive, correct. And that's basically what their whole intent, calling it longevity lifestyle, way back, or prana. Modern man has caught up with it by discovering the cold temperature in the cave, and by adjusting certain pressures in the air, he developed cellular control, which he calls today now what? Synergetics. And now we're coming up with what we call sonic integration of the cells to stay in their peak frequency. The whole intent is that you can function in a healthy state without having to break down. Would you now change the pH factor from a baby to an adult? It's going to stay healthy, and it requires the both of them be 7. You know the pH factor of your saliva is what? 7. It don't change. It's 6.5, right? 6.5 to 7.5 is the curve. So 7 is the center point. That includes a baby just out of the womb and a human being before they decide to cut off. Now if they cut off, they're going to go high or low. So if they want to hang around, they have to stay at between 6.5 to 7.5. And that's what the body has set up already, and it's not going to change for nobody, red, brown, black, male or female. This is exactly what science establishes. Those facts applied any place, any time, to produce a desired result. And that's what you call science. And you know that from your occupation. If you don't have the facts to work any place, anytime, you can't grind a glass, right? So you have to have certain facts to relate to that are always going to be consistent. This is a sonic resonance measuring device that is maintaining your cellular structure to function at that frequency. Instead of putting a pH factor paper in your mouth and organizing your nutrition to get you back to a balance between alkaline and acid, the sonic resonance is doing it now by interacting on the chemicals in the skin and in the body so that they line up from being too fast or too slow. Yes. Next. How are you feeling, young lady?
You look great.
I will come back to that. I know that. That's because that's where the major pressure built up. It's been there for years. Who are you?
I don't know.
I don't know you. You know, in my training I was told that a woman may be senile and has to be treated and difficult to pass to the test and may not be able to raise or dress, don't let that bother you. Song covers 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
But better song, the impact is made on bare skin. But some people are so elderly, they can't raise it. So they normally would put it on the table and work over it to the cloth. The cloth is no interference, but the sound goes more intricate with the skin better.
So when we work, we can work over the clothes?
Yeah.
Part of the process.
Normally, if you're wearing the watches, you like to take it off because some of them are magnetic. But otherwise, no problem. That's the only thing there. Or a hard case. You ain't got that. And I don't think you have magnetic watches.
Yeah, somebody did have a hard
case.
Can you work on
it? No, we don't work on that.
No.
It wasn't really any good,
was it? No.
Can you see a show of hands of people that are monarchs and pineapple juice? How many more people would like it? How many more cups? 1, 2. Did you want another one, Adonam? You didn't get one.
Yeah.
Oh. 2 people.
I got mine right here. Look it up.
3 people.
4 people.
Good. Rub it up. Good. Good, rub it up. Good, rub it up. Now let me explain something. This unit divides the sound and the heat. The unit that you've got combines both. That's why you can go up the same spine and do it. But you cannot. You have to cut off in a 10-minute session because the heat is that part of the energy. And if you unplug it, then you can use the heat to go over a swollen area or a tight area. In her case, if I wanted to give her the heat, or I'd have to disengage it and start the other unit. That's the big difference between this one and the one that little portable unit that you got. So years ago when I ran into that, I thought I got gypped. Only to find out I had the most practical unit all combined. Now I got the most sophisticated one. I still like my little gadget. The ovum longevity.
What's the ovum longevity?
Slow ovum? Yeah, slow ovum.
For
you, baby. I don't
think
ha ha ha. Who is he?
Thank you. I feel Thank you. I thought it was you sneeze.
Sneeze, yeah.
So, but then you say excuse me when you fall.
No.
So now if you say gesundheit all the time, now nobody's worried about it.
Maxwell. It's curly and what's going on?
Okay, everybody here? Yep.
Caller, Jan, glad to race you now to come in.
Good.
color popular stuff.
Okay, are we here? The first line you're going to go back through again and try and get yourself lined up. You'll see. We're dealing with the back. And we're going to run right through the same zone.
Down the middle.
Thank you. have a question. On the back where it crosses, does it connect those two points on the top of the shoulder? Or does it matter? Do we have a variance or a few inches?
Right across.
Mm-hmm. Right across where?
No, what I meant was
that the line runs right across into the blue.
Right, but does it cross with these two points there?
Runs right across into the blue.
That's a little below the name.
It runs right across. From where you have it right across. Out of the good came you,
the drop you out, and you're one of the old. And you look up and say, where do I come from? You fell out from good. Are you looking back to G-O? So go out and be an oddball, and don't be afraid. I am my own devil. Set up inside you. That brain will I break. And now you know what good is and how it came to be God. This is the Joker that now is God. Let's put it together. That's the stuff. There is no devil. Firm, normal, and the composite that prays and acts out in the spirit. All good is better than
you. Just a little one.
You add. Yeah. So, come let us put this oddball together. Of course. Now you look at it as you see it there. You can't go away from her cheek, and you can't be cut away from the misery. You're just sticking his tongue out back into it, so what the hell are you worrying about? And here is the fun that's going on. So you see what good is? It's all the odd, and it's good. So, come, let us make a manifestation in our own image and likeness, male and female created. And that is the very essence of immortality, which cannot go away from a cosmic puppetry. I'm stuck with it, but I don't say I don't like it, I gotta love it. So also the word good came. You, a composite of the old principle doctrine. The blue ready? Everybody got it?
Yeah.
There's no problem. It crosses right there. Now here comes the green. Thank you.
Green is connected to green and blue is connected to blue. And if I had a, which I'm going to get, a mannequin with the wires hooked up and the light, so the next time we give you an illustration, you can hold the 5 points and get your shot. In your 5 points. That's the only way to convince you how your 5 zones are working inside of you. They're all separate. They don't.
Not a series.
They're in, totally independent.
Madonna, blue in the front and blue in the back are on the same plane, right?
That's right.
They go back at the same time?
That's right.
So the little flash is going through the body like this,
right? Okay. Enjoy the most unique model of it. See the wall there? Huh. Inspection. If this is portion here, on this side, and then back on the other side, you see the same line. You do blue on both sides, you can be in front of them.
And everything between the two lines is blue, John? Everything on that plane between the two lines is blue also, right?
That's why it's called a zone. Have you ever driven a car, and they told you to stay on the what? A one-way highway, do you go opposite to it? Or you stay in your own zone?
But Donald, what about if it's working in that zone? How far, where does the blue and the green zone come together? How far does it radiate?
Do you see it?
I see a line, but I wonder if it comes out from that line.
Observe again where the lines are passing through. In the front, it's going to pass through exactly to the back.
That's not what.
The question is very simple to answer, lady. Put your hand and get your zones lined up. So if you put it this way, what do you get? The width of your fingers is the width of your face. Does it go right through? Mm-hmm. Right back. You see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. If your hand can make up half of your face, then you ain't got a hand. Each part is set.
Like
here is the finger is falling right on the ear, little finger.
Okay.
Finger arm falls right there, and right in the eye.
Mm-hmm. It is me, right?
Good. You got it. So when your mother slap your car, what is she doing to you? Toning up your what?
All your
zones. She's toning up your zones for you.
Zone tone.
So when you go to do martial arts, what are you other person trying to do?
It's therapy.
So this is the kind of martial arts you have to learn. Your bladder falls where?
Yellow and green.
So the bladder is the decision amongst my pain and
between the yellow, the green, and the blue. That's where your kidneys are.
Yellow, green, and blue?
Because they have to connect them. So you talk yourself into what? Anguish and frustration. You feel left out with your heart. And then you decide to heck with it. That's the last act. That's the decision you gotta make. So when I ask you what color comes to your mind, nine times out of ten you tell me what? Green, blue, yellow. How many times you ever tell me orange? Not rare. How many times you tell me red? Rare. Most of the time you tell me what? Blue, green, orange, right?
Yeah.
Then you come up once in a while in the purple and the violet. Orange comes up, you know, you got a frustration with the other person. They're pushing you to do something you don't want to do, or you're pushing them to do something they may want to do. And it has to do with the conditions of fear, a lot of them, the emotional discharge. Relationship with that perfect. Orange is why the Eastern man made his robe white. That would make him feel like secure against what?
Yeah.
Because he renounced the word.
Right.
So orange falls within the genetic organ. And red falls in the adamancy or the non-moving or the change. But we're not, we're coming to that. So first, get the zone in the zone. The zones don't only run that way. They run in all ways.
Donald, you said the four under was in green, blue, and yellow? No, green and blue.
Green, blue, and yellow.
The kidney and the bladder are the same, green, blue, and yellow, or yellow, green, and blue.
The first three are going to control your kidney and your bladder. There is no way you're going to get around the organs. Mm-hmm. If you take a skeleton and hang it, the organs are going to all tie into there. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Your spine runs up, holding everything like a what? A tree trunk. Everything branches off from there. What was the treatment you got on the last week and this morning? The correct what? You call it endocrine system, chakras, nice fancy name for what? The control relationship of your spinal column where you speak to act out your emotion to be a healthy person or a dead one. And so when these men did all the research and they come back and connect Eastern thought and Western thought, all they found is one simple fact, but they didn't want to admit it. That the doctor doesn't agree. But if you line up the endocrine gland, you're automatically lining up all the organs around it. And what are the four major organs around the spine that you're going to constantly run into in acupuncture? Bladder, kidney, and what?
Heart.
Then the next one that takes a priority over all of them is the lung. Then all the little in-between ones come up. So if you don't breathe, you don't got the heart to do anything. If you don't got the heart to do anything, you're... So two lungs to one heart, two kidneys to a bladder. And then the in-betweens are what? One stomach to two pancreas. The front and the back to the
kidney.
I don't know if nature making anything that she's doing over and over until you look at the thing. It's what you are, not who you are. And you got the same thing with the adrenal. Two. Front and back. You got the same thing with the nervous system. What do you call it? Autonomic? Or sympathetic? Parasympathetic? What do you got? Three eyes? Two in front and one in between?
That's the most funny joke.
Yeah,
it's
funny joke.
Now you got the liver, and you got the dog body. They're right in the middle.
In between
where the
lungs
are.
Oh.
You know where your liver and your gallbladder located? You see, that's what I'm talking about. When the years ago when I tried to teach the knee kid, he didn't know what the heck he was or she was. And now today, you're getting more and more to the Aquarian age. And it's not practical to live in a hoop. Regardless of how you feel you're unevolved spiritually, it's better to know what you are functionally. And then spirituality may emerge as the capacity to act in the moment. Then you know how spiritual you are because it's an active moment. But if you've got the functioning parts of your mechanism, you're not threatened, you're not afraid, and you don't feel lost in the world around you. That's why the teachers always say, cleanliness is next to godliness. I said, no, cleanliness is godliness. Clean up your act. Lord God is health. Lord Dollar is second. If you concentrate on Lord Dollar and Lord Health walk out the door, what you got? You got a doll. You know? But if Lord Health stays inside of you, Lord Dollar may have to, support it. Okay, let's get the orange now in the hand. If I seem rough in trying to put this thing across in your brain, don't take it personally. I saw you on the table of the card. And I know you're hard-headed, like my head. You ain't gonna believe it till you push your head in the joint. So, I love you for that. That's why I have to be hard in this field to get it across to you. Now the last one is the red. You have what is called from top to bottom zones running down. Front and back. The reflexes are associated, and yesterday we covered the front reflexes. Now we want the back reflexes. And there is where your back reflexes are. I have your chart there. You can easily identify them in the back of the body. So, where is the eye? Right here? Now remember when I said one time I said to you, if modern nature decided to close off this one, put it behind here, and you see a space person stepping out of a round ship coming down. But the nose is here, you can see where the urine is. The eyes are behind it, you see where
it's
out of pole, and the mother there, you know, you've got like a lump of person. So you see where you came from.
I think you read my mind.
And you start where you're going.
Thank you.
The point is, modern medicine may increase the noise. If you do have a severe injury, this is the only appropriate area that you can put a knife back.
It's the only one?
Appropriate area that you can put a knife back, but if you're damaged up here. Because you are connected to a nerve that you hook it.
Have you ever been
down? I didn't say it. But if ever you see a brother or a sister step off the ship from another galaxy, and you have it there, you know, already made a contact.
Yeah,
what's that tree playing? What's that tree playing? What?
Yeah,
yes.
What's that
tree planting? Tree planting. I don't understand what you mean by
tree
planting. What's tree planting?
Okay. Well, he said this man tries to compensate for the loss of his eyes.
Okay.
The only
thing
I can
imagine. Is it tree planting
or tree planting? Okay, we have the right in that same area, we control the reflex for epilepsy. Stammering. Right in that area, you can control epilepsy and stammering.
Why?
Right in that same area.
The
right in that reflex area.
Okay.
There is no way to get around it because the range of the pain and she was complaining she had pain, and she could have come out now. Where's
so
the pain?
That includes blue to red, then, in that one area, correct?
Yeah. Okay. You've got the whole area where you can press and feel the pain. And when the pain stops, if you want to register it as a zone, then you know which zone it stops in. So, if it stops in the orange zone, where's your problem? So you are stammering from what? Not necessarily as the sex. Orange is for sex. You can come in a room and another girl is taking a shower and she looks at you. What are you afraid of? Why don't you take off your panties and produce? And that was the first time you walk in the room, this person was. That is mood. That is a reaction to the sex principle. This would be true of a man. Or it would be true of a man walk in the room and see a woman. So orange is not necessarily the person, it is the action that relates between the expression of the self, that is the person accepts. It's a sex confrontation. It can be one with your own sex or one with the opposite sex, but it has to do with a confrontation with your observation of your body in reference to another person's body. What is the problem? You can go over. You can head out of it. Oh, you got some more early. Or the over next turn. Epilepsy originates in the hypothalamus of the medulla oblongata as a constricted reaction of the ovum gobbling up the sperm prematurely before it has time to integrate properly, ending up as a child born with his neck stretched out of the womb, turning out to be an epileptic reaction. But the fault is in the mother telling the daddy, what the hell, you made me pregnant and I ain't married to you yet. Mm-hmm. Now you've got your whole system. And I visit the misapplied decision of the theorem up to 3 and 4 repetitions. Then the fourth repetition is the person who wants to confront the phenomena of the malady to put it back in proper perspective. And then it's resolved with the understanding and not from the belief. Belief also works. You have a right to pray to God and get it corrected. For God, it says, you have to learn not to go back again. Learn to understand it, how I put it together, because I don't want belief alone. I want understanding in the organism. I want the organism to understand. And once the organism understands, it stands on its own feet. It stands on its own momentum. So pick up your cross and follow me. I can't pick up yours. I can't breathe you. So every opportunity is put back for the mechanism to have the opportunity to stand on its own 2 feet within the level of understanding. And that is what the liberation is, and that's what the initiate life is. It's not a life of belief. So you can't be a passenger and tell the guy driving the car how to drive it. You gotta get behind the wheel yourself.
The real subtle humor in that phenomenon, the only job is firm and then you must run the car.
Now you understand. But they can correct it 3 ways. Fastest way taking the pain out of the area
but it doesn't restore 100% capability to speak. It will stop the epileptic action of this breathing control, but it will not restore the capability to speak 100%. The reflexes do that because of the pain constriction in the area. The only way it can be 100% come back to where it's functioning to speak clear is if you use the acupuncture insertion. And that's what acupuncture is. Was the greatest contribution to that. Because you have to go into a certain depth to correct it. Beyond 3 centimeters, you're buried. Mm-hmm. So nobody will stick in that area because you know to stick the hypothalamus in the medulla oblongata, you're a dead duck. And if you stick it to the feather, you're paralyzed for life. Now that's quite a challenge in acupuncture, how to find out how deep to go in and how not to create new conditions and be paralyzed. So this young man who discovered it needed an assistant after he graduated with science years ago, and he wanted to experiment, so he experimented with little creatures, and he found out that most of them died from the death. And finally when he found one that didn't die and she put silver milk then he got administered his system, and he today now is part of the acupuncture program in China to know exactly how deep to go in there, and you don't have epileptic and stammering. Today now that particular information can be toned in by something, toned in by electrical impulse in the area. And that was what happened in 1970 when it was recognized. Acupuncture points are specific in the area. Reflex points for inch to 2 inches. The pin is the measuring device.
So the
yes. So Mr. Myers comes along now with his equipment and goes directly to the sonic resonance limit. Mother says, you jerk you right into the equipment. So, that sonic is what? Phased out by putting, so what we did today, on the last 2 people, and what we did all night last night on everybody, was doing what? Lining up the whole entire mechanism so that every resonant sonic that was set up in the womb level would not be what? A sounding board for emotional.
Then actually that third method is
right. And that's what yoga came for. Yoga came to give that third method, and that's what Kriya Yoga is. Pulling the sound up with the breath so it resonates fully along the endocrine system, and they call it exactness. But you'll find there are 2 types of gurus, some who don't want to teach from the spine going up, some who only want to start it off right here, because it is interrelated to the back so fast, you make a bridge.